Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, bro. I understand you're taking a selfie.
I cannot get a selfie right.
Okay, I understand you're taking a selfie, but the segment has started, bro.
So, okay.
Are you ready?
Let's go. Relax, it's flax.
Producer Kat, give it to her. On the phone. I don't even know what she's doing. Are you still taking a selfie?
No, I cannot get it. I give up.
What's wrong?
I just can't get the angle right. There's like an angle for a selfie.
Take the selfie. It's okay. We'll wait.
I needed to actually check up with you guys. What's your story for tomorrow?
What do you mean?
What time are you getting to this party?
Okay. What time are you getting to the all-white pool party, Producer Kat?
Well, I actually just spoke to the lady. It starts at 12, so we should probably get there.
But you don't want to get there before it started.
We have to set up.
You want to get to a party that's happening.
Okay, you can get there whatever time, but we are there to work, so we have to go set up.
No, I'll help as well.
Help what? Help drink.
Guys, when I'm drunk, I'm a ball of fun.
Okay. Well, we'll be there at like 11.
Flax, you can 10. Do drunk interviews with Deleuze.
I'm just going to eat my push pop right now.
Okay, this is boring to anybody who's not going to the party, so we're going to cut it right there. Flax was trying to take a selfie. So while Flax
figures, give up on it.
No, take your selfie in
it's
the
so
interim.
It's so hard. You know, some people take like 100 selfies before they Instagram it.
Yeah, they take even more.
Like, you know those people that get paid to take photos?
Yeah.
I was reading all these like behind the scenes things. Apparently you can take like 50 photos to get the right one.
They have photographers, they have crews. Mm. It's a big situation.
And to you it looks all perfect, like they just quickly took a snap.
But I'm serious, take your selfie, we'll wait. It's okay.
Okay, I take it.
Okay, fantastic. Where are you gonna put it?
Snapchat.
Okay, cool. It's at Michael Flax, right?
Mike Flax. MikeFlax.
Power. All right, now we can officially get into it. You've told everybody that you're on the show, so now you better be on the show. Tell me about this 107-year-old man.
Like, I really think we're doing it wrong. Everyone thinks be healthy, eat healthy, but you never hear these stories of healthy people living to extreme ages. Like, I remember reading a story like 2 weeks ago of this chick who smokes. I think it was like a box a day, and she lived to like 102. And here's a story of a man that drinks 4 bottles of red wine a day and he's lived to 107.
But is this person trustworthy in terms of saying how old they are because they're drunk the whole time?
Okay, so when last did you hear a story of a healthy person living to 107?
No, I'm just saying he might not be 107 because they go to him, they say, how old are you?
No, it says here, no, it doesn't actually say.
You know, the honest truth is that I do not want to live to an age where somebody is literally like wiping the shit off my ass because I can't do it myself.
You see, but your mind's still working, no?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I feel like 60, 70, peace out, it's been real.
I don't know. I think I'd dig to live till 107.
It depends on like what your state would be.
Like, I don't want to be like non-moving and my brain like fuzzy. Like, I want to be a good 107-year-old.
Hang on.
What's happening there?
There's action in the room next door.
Looks like they're fighting.
What's going on, Producer Kat and Jono?
Jono has nothing better to do with his time than annoy me.
What is going on? What, did he just smash your laptop down?
Yeah, he's putting on the aircon in a room that he's not sitting on just so he can annoy me.
Jono, what's going on?
He has nothing better to do. Can somebody give him something to do so he can leave me alone?
I thought that the room temperature should match her heart temperature.
Ooh.
What is going on? Are the two of you fighting?
He just wants to touch me, and then he took the aircon remote and he put it down his pants.
Oh my God. I swear to God.
Don't
did he
ever
really
touch
do
the
that?
Aircon remote again, because it's been as Jono's.
Jono, did you take the aircon remote that all of us in the office use and put it in your crotch area?
Even management uses.
It's still there.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Have you got an aircon remote in your underpants?
That's why he's so cool.
Okay.
It's in Kat's hand.
Okay, alright.
No, Alexan got another one.
No, it's the same one.
We'll touch base with the playpen in a little bit. Let's get back to normal programming.
Yes.
Get out of my chair, I need to work.
Okay. Flax, where were we?
We were talking about that 107-year-old. Four bottles of wine a day.
Okay. I'm more interested in the story of you that you shot Tupac.
if Woody keeps messaging in that I shot Tupac.
You did shoot Tupac.
Legit, you can just say the name Tupac but and now Woody you, messages
why are you
talk, in.
If you're trying to divert attention, why are you bringing in a story about Tupac?
They think they know who shot Tupac, who ordered the shoot on Tupac.
You did.
No. They think P. Diddy organized
P.
it.
P. Diddy?
There's a documentary that's just come out with a retired detective, Greg Kading. And it claims that P. Diddy ordered one of the gangs to go shoot Tupac and his manager. And then they killed Tupac, but the manager survived.
So how did you do it?
So then the manager organized the rival gang to go kill Biggie because Biggie's friends with Tupac.
And then when you did it,
no,
and
I
you
didn't.
Thought that you were
I
P. Diddy.
I did not kill Tupac.
So what's the moral of the story? Tupac's
I
dead.
Don't know. This is one of those unsolved mysteries. Eh? Who shot Tupac? Maybe Woody shot Tupac.
You're going to find out. You can message us on WeChat.
And he's just trying to like frame me.
Listen, dude, I know you have some good ideas around Valentine's Day.
So some like study was done. You know they'll do studies on anything nowadays. So a study was done on the best combination for Netflix. So they say if you want Netflix to end like perfect, you know the Netflix and chill where like you go back to your house, you watch movies and then you sort of get action.
Yes.
They say if you go for sushi before going back to your house and watching Netflix, it like increases your success rate with a woman.
I've never thought that sushi is like a sexy food at all.
I don't
all.
Know. It could be like an aphrodisiac.
First of all, that word is thrown around way too easily. People have been saying that about snails and oysters for years, and it's been proven that there's like none of it.
Like
of
it, sushi
true.
Is a sexy food. It's sleek. It's
bro. Mm. I don't know if it is. I mean, first of all, I'm a colossal truck up fuck when I eat sushi. That's how bad it is. Because I'm terrible with chopsticks, so I have to end up using my hands.
No,
I get the rice and all the soy sauce. It's just it's a disaster for me. It's not attractive the way I eat sushi at all. I've never actually seen someone who's eaten sushi attractive. Like, it's big portions. You're stuffing them in your mouth. To me, it doesn't seem like a sexy food at all.
I enjoy sushi much better now that I mix the wasabi in the soy sauce.
Sorry, just... I missed what you said because I had somebody shouting at me in my ear when what she should be doing is telling everybody what she wants to say, not just me. What was that, Producer Kat?
I did not shout. Don't even lie.
Okay, but you gave me like, you basically recounted your entire day while Flax was speaking.
You're so dramatic. It's okay. Like Jono.
What did you want to say?
I was just saying it's not aphrodisiac. There's no dizzy in aphrodisiac. It ain't dizzy, son. Stop trying to like make the word hood. Yeah.
Thank you. Take advice from where it comes. You were literally, as a 20-something-year-old, having a fight with another 20-something-year-old who was
started.
Putting aircon remotes down his pants a
yeah,
few minutes ago.
Yeah, he needs to grow up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the things that happen here when the bosses are
it's
out.
It's so heavy.
Oh, you two are so innocent.
Are you sucking a push-pop?
Yeah, don't push me. Push a push-pop. And it's got, like, Hebrew-y writing on it.
Just Hebrew.
I haven't done anything today to get in trouble, and that is like a one time.
Nice one, Flax.
It's a good day.
But Flax, you can never get in trouble.
I know. Some days, like when I think I'm going to get in trouble, I'll go sit in the other production booth where no one sits, and then I can't get in trouble if I'm not there. Like no one can see me to shit on me.
So back to sushi.
Sushi's like a sexy food. Listen, I like a lot of people and myself have had a lot of dates go right. When going for sushi.
All right, there you go. Take it
Women
from Flax.
Women love sushi. If you're looking for a date idea for Valentine's Day, if she's really close to you and like you really dig her vibe, take her for a picnic. Like it shows, like put effort in, make a basket. It will make her show that you put in effort, you care. Otherwise, if it's like a one-time thing, just take her for sushi or pizza. Pizza works well.
Boom. There you go. Pizza sounds like a better option.
And then always say, you want to go back to my place and watch a movie, and then you never end up watching a movie.
Tell me about these Dutch police.
So you know like drones are the new in thing. I still need to get a drone.
I don't know if I'm...
I don't know. I think that my picture game would be much stronger with a drone.
If you could take a picture of yourself from every angle.
Yeah,
okay.
Except the problem is flying the drone. I don't think I'd master that.
You know who's very into drones is our sales manager, Neil. Neil loves drones.
Didn't he break like two?
No, he brings them to the office and he flies them around and...
They make such cool videos, drones.
They do. But you're saying the Dutch police hate drones and so they're using eagles.
Yeah, they're actually training eagles to spot drones and take them down. How like weird, but... genius is that?
Well, look, the trick is that the law for the technology hasn't caught up with the technology, so they have to find innovative ways of curbing it.
I even saw a video. I wasn't sure if it was real, but you can find it online. It was snowboarding, drone boarding. So you use the drone to pull you on the snowboard.
Wow.
Like these massive drones.
It's getting advanced, bro. I wouldn't mind that instead of a car.
But they're so expensive, drones. Like, you can pick up one. I think they're 30 grand for a proper one.
But you do get cheaper ones. But then they're shitty and they fall out the sky and they
And, like,
you.
One little gust of wind blows them over. But I really want to, like, learn how to surf and then get that drone that sort of follows you. I forgot what it's called, but it follows you. It's got some cute name.
A stalker.
No, no. It follows you while you surf. That's one thing I need to get into.
Surfing.
I'd love to live that Cape Town lifestyle.
Okay, cool, bro. You do realize that means getting on a plane and leaving your Johannesburg lifestyle.
No, like, do both.
Okay.
Look, Rich Mulholland does Cape Town and Joburg.
Boom, there you go.
And he's the most relaxed dude ever.
Producer Kat, do you think it's viable for Flax to spend half his year in Cape Town and half his year in Johannesburg? Do you think that'll work?
Well, he doesn't have a wife, doesn't have kids, doesn't have a dog, so why not? He's still young.
And I don't know if you've noticed, but Cape Town people are way more beautiful than Joburg people.
I know that's
I don't know about that.
No, it's very true. That's why I don't want to live there.
They're much tanned. They're more fit. Even their hair's like more volume.
Maybe like Cape Town is our version of Miami.
Yeah, I find Cape Town very intimidating because the people are very good looking.
You know, everyone just runs there. It's like you don't even need a job there. You just need to know how to run. You can probably make a living off running in Cape Town.
I mean, you can run delivering, like, stuff to people.
It's like, bro, what you doing at 5 o'clock? I'm probably going for a run. What you doing at 3? I'm probably going for a run.
Maybe on the we'll promenade. Just run when we go there in 2 weeks.
Yo, that promenade's nice. I follow some Snapchatters from Cape Town, and all they do is go to the promenade
run
every day.
The promenade.
I swear, they say they have a job.
They don't make money. It's okay. You're better off in the long run because you'll retire there and you'll,
Is Cape Town free to live that no one needs a job there?
No, definitely not. It's an expensive place, actually.
But I never see people working.
Bro, it's because you know too many rich people.
I heard they work 9 to 3 instead of 9 to 5.
They do. But this could suit you very well because you work 9 to 3.
And I can grow my hair long. I can get a dog to run with me.
Absolutely.
I can get I can wear tackies with no socks and...
Well, your feet will stink.
Ugh, I'm so chilled.
Should we just go rinse them in the ocean then?
Do you want to paint me a picture of your Cape Town life?
My Cape Town life.
Yeah. Hang on a sec. You ready?
It would be a small flat, one bedroom, simpleton. Not many knives and forks, maybe one knife, one fork. Do coffee every morning before work, go to work, probably spend an hour working. Meet somebody for lunch, but as we start lunch, we'll probably go for a run. Then nighttime comes, we wear hardly any clothes, probably like a long tee and shorts, and we probably go to the hottest club in town. Get a bottle, look like we're about to hit the beach, then hit the beach, come home, sleep till around 12 the next day and go to work.
Powerful, bro.
And on the weekends, just chill with my dog.
I'm emotional.
That's the lifestyle I want to live.
Powerful.
Have you guys ever met like a proper surfer dude from Cape Town? They're ones that's so chill, they even talk slow because they don't want to like, you know?
Well, they're just retarded.
No. I'm telling you, Cape Town's got it right. We need to get some Cape Town people over here.
Well, listen, we'll be in Cape Town in the third week of Feb at Design and Darba. Yeah, so we'll try and find some wild surfers for you. Hey, producer Kat, let's try and find some surfers like Flax is speaking about so we can try and have a conversation with them.
Do you guys get any downtime?
Yeah. Are we going to be by the beach, though? Where are we going
to
find them?
We could take it back to the beach. Well, you're the producer. You could take it back to the beach.
Do you guys just work, or is there some time for play?
We're going to be there for Design and Darba. What is Jono doing now?
He
moving
just
tables.
Smashed the table here with his big ass hands.
Jono.
You know these kids from the east end.
We should start dishing out warnings to Jono.
Oh, hang on, Jono.
He's out of control.
What are you saying? You're walking around. You're flustered. What's wrong?
You got aircon remotes in your pants. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I was just letting you know your guest is here, but she can't multitask. So I was just trying to get her attention.
Okay, so you hit the desk.
Well, I told her like 5 times. I called her name.
While I was talking to Ari and Mike on air.
Oh, they must talk in their own time.
This show needs like marriage counseling from 4 till 5 on a Friday.
Poor Lorato, who we're going to interview in a little bit, is like, what the hell have I just stepped into? She might just run down the stairs and run the other way. She's like, what the hell is this place? This is a mental asylum.
Lorato, there's a reason all people are in different rooms here. Jono's in a different room, Kat's in a different room, and Ariel's in a different room.
I don't think Jono knows we're running a live show here. All he thinks is just...
Very quickly, don't you want to just tell Lorato what Jono is like and what Kat's like? So that she knows what to expect as she moves from room to room.
Yes, Jono's very quiet. He's like a shark, very quiet, but when he attacks, it hurts.
What are his methods of attack?
Oh, his methods of attack. He's never blunt. He's straight to the point.
Okay.
He's like a sharpened pencil.
All right.
And then Kat is the complete opposite. You'll see her coming, and then she'll attack.
What?
And yeah, also not blunt. She's like a sharp pencil.
I never attack nobody.
And Lorato's still sitting here, so I'm very impressed. We're going to have a conversation with her just before 6 o'clock. It's going to be dope. All right, Flax, where were we, dude, before we got so rudely interrupted by people banging tables and so on and so forth? Tell me about this university dropout.
How's this dude? Dropped out of university, and in 2 years, he started gambling, and he turned 10 pounds into 1.5 million pounds. I really want to start gambling.
Well, this is exactly why this dude shouldn't tell his story to anyone, because how many morons are going to think now that they can go out and, I don't know.
Yeah, but online poker, some of my friends do online poker, and we'll be like chilling at pre-drinks, and they'll go chill like away for an hour, and they'll come back and say like, yeah, I won that, $10 what, and I made now like $300.
Gambling is not a way to get rich. It's a way to get rich if you're the person that's allowing other people to gamble.
I think if you know how to do it and you're good at it and luck's on your side, I think gambling can be a profession.
Now, I want to get into this. I don't know where I saw this. I think I saw this on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I'm glad that you've brought this up. This is how long certain things stay in your system.
It's mainly drugs and alcohol.
Yes, okay. So I want to do alcohol, I want to do weed, I want to do coke, and I want to do...
LSD?
It's difficult. Do I go with the MDMA?
I didn't even know there
LSD
was a difference between...
Or the heroin. Shit, I don't know. Producer Cat, pick one. Heroin, LSD, MDMA, or morphine?
Morphine takes the pain away.
I knew you were going to go for morphine.
No, you didn't.
And that's exactly why we're not going to do morphine.
What?
I knew you would go for the one that was like the least sexy out of all of them.
Okay, ecstasy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's a better choice. No, that wasn't even on the list.
What was it?
No, your options
were... ecstasy's LSD, no?
I don't know.
LSD.
I haven't spoken to my dealer in a while. Okay, so let's kick it off with alcohol. And I've got a question on this, but I first want you to tell me the three different spheres of... in terms of how they measure staying in your system.
So for most drugs, alcohol stays in your urine, blood, and hair. I just learned about the hair.
No, not for most drugs. Alcohol will stay in your urine, blood, and hair for a certain amount of time.
Oh, but I was just generalizing for the three, urine, blood, and hair.
Yeah, okay.
So now alcohol stays in your urine for 3 to 5 days.
Okay.
In your blood for 10 to 12 hours, and in your hair up to 90 days.
And that's my question. What do they mean, alcohol in your hair? What does that mean?
I don't know, because I was watching my new series, Billions, and one of the people were going to get framed because they did cocaine and then they got a sample of their hair. I think it's because your hairs are like pores, and then like it sort of goes out your pores or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Dr. Jonathan Witt will probably know more.
We got to find out, because up to 90 days, alcohol stays in your hair, which means my hair has been drunk for about 10 years now.
Kat, can't you try phone Dr. Jonathan?
Yeah, let's see if we can get an opinion on the line.
Because I was also very curious.
How does alcohol stay in someone's hair?
Like, I understand the blood and urine, but I did not understand the hair. That's like skin.
Talking about weed, how long is that in your pee for?
Weed, cannabis. 7 to 30 days in your urine.
Blood.
2 weeks.
Hair.
Up to 90 days.
Give me the coke.
Why is everything like 90 days?
Yeah, this is weird in terms of the hair, because coke is also up to 90 days for hair. Heroin, LSD, MDMA, morphine. There's something off with this list, and I don't understand how these things stay in your hair.
Why don't schools then just cut off a piece of your hair instead of making you pee? And then test your hair.
I didn't realize that schools were even making people pee.
Yeah. You have like random drug tests at school after holidays and stuff. And you'd have to go pee in front of somebody else into a cup. And then they'd go test it. And then they'd come back to you like 2 minutes later.
Wait, I'm worried. You whipped out your, you peed in front of someone else.
Random drug test.
But did you have to do it? You did this in front of someone else.
Yeah. He watched that it was your penis and your pee.
Okay. I hope he was doing it for the right reasons.
No. Schools do random drug tests. I'm telling you now.
Jono, you seem to know a lot about random drug tests.
Yes, but at school they can't make you do that because, like, if you're in rehab or something, yeah, then they have to see it actually leave the body. But as a student, that is infringing on some human rights to whip out your.
Well, at my school, they're very creative people.
But you went to a gangster school, dude.
No, I didn't.
You went to an all Jewish school. How is that gangster?
Exactly. That's like Jews run the world.
At least from gangster.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyway. So, cocaine will stay in your urine and blood for?
Cocaine, urine, 3 to 4 days. Blood, 1 to 2 days. And hair, up to 90 days. Cocaine seems to stay in your system for the least amount of hours.
And then let's wrap it up.
Maybe
with
that's why most people that are on cocaine say they can function normally.
I don't know, bro. The coke,
maybe that's why
the coke stays in your blood for longer than alcohol would.
That's why I think a lot of businessmen do cocaine and their job.
Well, listen, yeah, okay. Maybe.
I don't know.
We'll have to get someone who's a coke addict in. And then finally, one more. Let's do, what did Producer Cat say she wanted? LSD.
LSD.
Yeah.
Urine, 1 to 3 days. Blood, 2 to 3 hours. And hair, up to 3 days.
At the end of the day, if you don't do MDMA, morphine, cocaine, heroin, cannabis, or alcohol, the good news is that it'll stay in your urine for zero,
yeah,
your blood for zero, and your hair for zero.
Yeah.
So, rather just avoid. Outside of the, I mean, the alcohol is not terrible.
That's so crazy. Cause like, if I go clubbing on a Thursday night and I have alcohol, that means I'm coming into work and I'm still drunk. Cause I have alcohol in my system.
Heavy. Well, I have seen you walking a little lopsided on occasion. Weren't you drinking last night?
Yeah, beer pong.
You told me earlier you had a bottle of tequila last night.
I'm probably over exaggerating, but I had a shitload.
And you mixed it with beer.
No, beer. Oh, so what we do is we play beer pong, but what we do is in the cups we put water, and then for a cup we take a shot of tequila.
Okay.
So end of the day, you're having like 12 shots of tequila. You get pretty drunk.
All right. Listen, dude, it's been a dope edition of Relax, It's Flax. I don't know what we told people. You had some interesting stuff we never got to cover, like the perfect travel destination for you based on your zodiac sign.
If there's time, can we cover this, how to get your McDonald's burgers like steaming hot and your fries fresh and hot?
Okay, cool. We'll leave it at that. Quickly tell me.
Okay, so if you want to, when you go to McDonald's and you want to make sure your burger's fresh and your fries are very hot, ask for your fries without salt. Then they'll specially make them for you. And then ask for your burger with some ingredient missing. So say you get a Big Mac, just say with no pickles, and then they'll make it from scratch. They'll make the patty same day and it will come out very hot.
You know, all I heard in that story was McDonald's, and now I want McDonald's.
But I'll probably get McDonald's after the Joel tonight.
All right. Listen, Flax, we'll touch base with you again tomorrow at the All White Party.
Yes.
And people need to keep it locked to social media to see how you can get involved on that.
Jokes have like a hashtag or something.
Nah. I don't know. We're still deciding how we're going to roll the whole thing out.
You still got time.
Yeah. I know that every cool person is going to be there. So like we did last year, we'll touch base with all the different people out at the All White Pool Party. Otherwise, Flax, how do we keep up with you all day?
Twitter, you can follow me at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. What else? Instagram is Michael Flax. And go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax.
When you're in the back seat with four multicolored aliens and a talking bear, you don't ask questions. Questions like,
where are we going anyway?
Can I have another cookie?
Mom, are we there yet?
Because when you can watch Teletubbies, Winnie the Pooh, and all the best kid shows online anytime for 99 Rand a month with Showmax, a long road trip goes by a whole lot faster. So get to showmax.com and get your 7-day free trial.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.